Now Sports Central continues.
And the star of the show is David Kaplan.
On News Talk 720, WGN.
Welcome back, WGN Radio Sports Central. I'm David Kaplan. There's a brand new book out called We Are... Well, I'll let him tell you all about it. Will Byington. Will, how you doing, buddy?
I'm excellent, Cap. How you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing good. When I mentioned you were coming on, I got an email from John Schultz from the Miracle Michael event who said, Will Byington is the man because they auctioned off some of your books, and those went like hotcakes when I was emceeing the dinner for the Miracle Michael golf event back on July 21st. And tell everybody about this project because it's very cool.
Well, Cap, that is a fantastic event, the Miracle Michael outing, and I know you're a big supporter. Listen, We Are Cubs Fans came out, it's a photography book, 112 pages, and basically at its core, it's pictures of diehard Cubs fans in their element, outside Wrigley, around Wrigleyville, cheering, crying, all aspects of fandom. And what I took it one step further in the book is it's not only pictures, but it's handwritten stories from diehard fans, whether they're 6 years old or 86, telling the simple answer to the question, what the Cubs mean to me. And it's basically 112 pages of stories, pictures, all across the range.
In terms of that book, you sat down, you came up with this idea, and when you told it to me, I had no idea, you know, how you were going to accomplish this. It's unbelievable to me, the number of people that participated.
Well, and the amazing thing, Cap, is there are so many stories that I've gotten that aren't even in Volume 1. And my goal is to do Volume 2, Volume 3, hopefully 20 volumes. Because the thing I started realizing when I put this together, at first I live 461 feet from home plate of Wrigley. I live across the street in one of the rooftops. And I started realizing there's so many personalities and characters and people who are here day in and day out, whether it's 2005 when we were 20 games back or 2008 when we're in first place. People come out to this ballpark and have such a connection to this ballpark. And, Cap, I can't tell you the stories, whether it's the nun who wrote in, who's in the book, who wrote in and said, I've been a nun for 65 years. I knew I was a Cubs fan before I knew I was Catholic. Whether it's, you know, the 82-year-old who forgot how old she was as she was writing the note. Or it's the 6-year-old who wrote and said, I love the Cubbies. I love going to games. Derek Lee once hit the cotton candy guy. I love the cotton candy. The stories are phenomenal, and everybody's got something, whether it's coming to games with their parents, with their dad, as a kid or as an adult. Everybody's got a story to share. And it's really neat to read the stories of hope. And the theme throughout the book is hope, is really, you know, what connects you to the crying and also the future.
All right, people can pick it up where, Will?
There's a couple ways you can get. One is I'm going to be out in Naperville this Thursday at Anderson's Bookshop 1 week from tonight. They can pick it up at the Waukegan Roofing and the WGN broadcast tomorrow. That's going to tomorrow and Saturday outside Wrigley. Also, Harry Carey's next week. We're doing a big book release party. Andersonsbookshop.com, Amazon.com, and WeareCubsFans.com is probably the easiest way also. WeareCubsFans.com.
Will, best of luck with the project, my friend.
Thanks so much, buddy.
You're the man.
Go Cubbies.
Go Cubs. That's Will Byington. Very cool book. You want to pick up a copy.